Daniels and others in Washington. Oakland, California, March 19, 1910. To Elder Daniels and others bearing large responsibilities in Washington. Dear brethren, a decided reformation should have taken place at the time of the last General Conference held at Washington. If the working of the Holy Spirit had been clearly recognized, wonderful victories would have been gained. When the Holy Spirit shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, there will be in those connected with the printing office, the sanitarium, and with every line of work established there, decided changes. The Holy Spirit of God will refine, enlighten, and sanctify, and the glory of God will be revealed. Then, those connected with every line of the work will be refined and purified from dross, and the entire church will be revived. Those who see no need of this work will continue as heretofore to work out their own unconverted principles. The Lord will just as surely fulfill His word as He has done in times past. It is too late to trifle with the truth in any manner. Those who do this will, just as surely as God lives, reap the results. I am to write this warning to all who have settled or shall settle in Washington. Study the 13th chapter of Acts and understand that the Lord will not encourage false theories and a low standard. He requires our people to seek the Lord most earnestly. They need to study the light given in the book of Acts and to humble the heart before God. Washington is not the only place where decided changes are needed. In all our printing establishments, there must be a higher moral standard upraised and maintained. Every sanitarium that has been established is to be cleansed, sanctified, refined, purified. This reformatory work is to extend throughout America. Then let the message of warning go forth as a lamp that burneth into the highways and byways. Read chapters 50 to 58 of Isaiah. I am to charge the leaders in our cause and those connected with our institutions that they are in need of studying these chapters. I am to say to them that there has been a disregard for the reproofs that the Lord has given to His people. There are some who will accept the word they choose to accept, but who do not make thorough work of consecration to God. A burden has been laid upon me to warn those in high positions, those carrying great responsibilities. You have had great light, and had you received it with faith and followed on to know the Lord, many souls now unwarned would have heard the reasons of our faith. Although the Lord has laid the reproof upon you, you have heeded not. Shall I not judge, saith the Lord, for these neglected duties to warn the people as to what is truth? What would be the result if our brethren should heed and accept the 60th and 65th chapters of Isaiah? Chapters 60 and 61 would be understood, and chapter 62 to 65 would speak to you in a most decided manner. As our brethren take these words and stop all complaining and every evil work, then the Lord will manifest His power in the conviction and conversion of souls. Whatever position of influence you may occupy, decide to be wholly on the Lord's side. Put away the evil of your works, come nigh, repent, and be converted. A reformation must go through the congregation of Israel. Your ways are not acceptable to God. Let the work of conversion begin with those in the most responsible positions. Some will never see things straight unless they are converted. A great work is to be done, not in a fanatical manner, but let each man begin in his own house and work diligently. I present this to you who have had instruction line upon line, precept upon precept. Make no delay to heed the messages that have been coming year after year. Let every man teach the truth in his own household. Every line of the work in Washington needs to be candidly considered to see if the Lord is pleased with the fruit that is presented to Him in well-ordered lives and godly conversation. There are many who pass for Christians that are not worthy the name. They must be converted in conversation. The heart must be given to the Lord to do Him service. Our presence must grace heaven with its conformity to the will of our divine Savior.